6:31. 6:32, and I call the special meeting of the Derby Housing Authority to order. Hi all, I'm gonna do the Pledge of Allegiance. If everybody would please recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States
of America
and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and justice for all.
Thank you. And I'm going to call the roll. Bob Lisi?
Here.
Loretta Sexton?
Here.
Danny Soto? Not here. Linda Fusco, I'm here. So we have a quorum.
And the record, just the record should reflect that. Zuri Harris is here, Maria Stout, I can't see, and Marius. Is that, I hope I'm saying that correctly.
Thank you. All right, so we'll move to item number 4, approval of the minutes. What's here in the packet are the June minutes. I don't think we're gonna be able to approve them because I wasn't there. And so I would have to abstain.
Oh, so we don't have a quorum.
Not for the moment, not for these minutes. I think Danny was there, and if Danny doesn't come back, that is going to be an ongoing issue with the approval of these minutes.
Yeah, Danny was there.
What?
Danny was present
at that meeting. Yes,
June 8th.
Correct. And I have not been able to get in touch with Danny, so. His phone was disconnected and he didn't respond to email. So I think a letter to the house probably is my next step to see if he's going to be staying on with us. So I'm going to pass that.
Okay.
We have a motion to pass.
I'll make the motion.
The next one.
I second the motion.
All right. Loretta, second. Yes. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing
nope.
None, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carried. Additions, deletions, corrections? There anything to change on the agenda? I have none for a change.
Okay. No, I'm fine.
Okay, we'll move on to public portion. Is there anyone from the public who's here wishes to speak? Okay, public portion once, public portion twice. Public portion 3 times. Okay, so we'll move on to old business. Monthly update from Imagineers. Maria, you're here. Hi.
Hi.
Welcome.
Hi.
From Florida.
Thank you. Thank you. Yes, not a whole lot to report. I think we had sent out an update in regards to HUD's new initiatives with the inspection mm-hmm. protocol. And how the income and assets are going to be calculated going forward. HUD is still working through a lot of the kinks with the forms, with the software companies, because a lot of it changes. With Inspire, it changes the way that we go out to do inspections. It was based on housing quality standards. And now it has this new protocol, which is not at all subjective. It's through a scoring point system. So we've had staff in different types of trainings. HUD has pushed it out. The effective date was supposed to be October of this year. And now they've pushed it to next year.
Wow.
And same thing with the adjusted income and the assets. There's a lot of good that's coming down the pipeline. Things that make a little bit more sense with the cost of living adjustments. There was like the deductions. They've been in place for like over 40 years that I've been working at Imagineers. It's always been 400 for the elderly. And it's going to go up to 525 with the annual adjustment factor being... taken into account. And just how the calculations are done, anybody new coming on or any interim changes, you project forward any annual re-exams that are done is based on previous income. So the housing authority's staff have a lot of questions, and what we keep getting from the industry is that HUD still has to give us a lot of guidance. That was also going to be effective come January 1. They've pushed it back to next year. However, the housing authorities need to adjust their administrative plans because of the policy changes, some being mandatory and some being discretionary. So we'll be looking into that as well. This is the last year for the annual plan. So coming up in 2024, the Housing Authority will need to come up with a new five-year plan. So we'll be asking for direction to get that going pretty soon. So I'm going to be asking for public hearings in the next couple of weeks and to get that going. The small area FMRs and the FMRs came out. That's effective for October 1. The Housing Authority has 90 days in which to make the payment standards effective based on the fair market rents. So we're working towards that as well. And that'll be effective for January 1. But we'll share all of that with you. And that's basically it. That's all I've got.
It's quite a bit. Anybody have questions for Maria?
No, I'm fine, Linda.
I'm okay.
Okay. So Maria, thank you so much.
It was great hearing you, Linda. Okay, everybody, have a good night, and thank you for having me.
Thank you. It's good to talk to you too, Maria. We'll catch up soon.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So we'll move to the monthly report from Regina's. Is Regina's on? Okay. So we have a written report. Has everybody had a chance to look at it?
Yeah. Yes, Linda. I had one question about the washing machines, and maybe Zuri, how many washing machines are we talking about, and how old are they?
There are two at each of the sites, so that's six total. And they, I don't think they've been changed within the past 5 years, could be longer than that. We currently work with CSB, that's the vendor that we use. They had sent a tech out back in April to take pictures of the machines to see if we can get them upgraded. I haven't heard anything since. I've repeatedly reached out via email, via phone. So finally, I had the attorney reach out to them on our behalf. That was about a few weeks ago. And they're still just not responding. So what we're looking to do now is to break the contract. They have a contract with Steiger, but not the other two sites, so that we can go elsewhere to replace the machines, because they're just not responding at all whatsoever.
The contract runs through which date, Zuri, do you recall?
For Steiger? The date? I don't, but I know for a fact that he said Steiger's the only site that is under contract. Lakeview and Cecia are not. But the dates, I don't have those in front of me.
Well,
it was the attorney saying that we can just go ahead and replace in the other two, find another company, and then work on breaking the contract with Steiger.
They're looking to see if we can break the contract with Steiger. And then for the other two, we should be able to go elsewhere because we're not under contract. And we should be able to just replace those at least. But Steiger, we're going to have to figure out, legally how we're able to get out of that.
Yeah.
Okay. And the attorneys are on it.
Oh, yes. Yes. Christine Ganillo from Cody and Ganillo is working on that.
Good. Any other questions? Okay. I'm just going to give the dog a bone because then maybe he won't bark. And we'll move right on.
Don't worry about it. Mine's here too.
But yours is quiet. All right. So if we're done with Regina's report, there's no new business. We'll go right on to the subsidized housing coordinator's report. Sorry.
Yeah. So if you see in the report, we did pretty good as far as the vendors that were paid for the month of August. Nothing too high or astronomical. And again, we're still working hard to minimize using the high vendors, like, you know, the vendors that we've used in the past. Maintenance is doing their best to fix things in-house without us having to call and reach out to other people. As far as the vacancies, we do have a few. There's a few here at CCA Manor. We have sent letters out to the applicants on the waiting list. We're just waiting for them to respond. As far as complaints, there were a few at Steiger as far as residents' company leaving cigarette butts on the property. We did get a couple complaints about unauthorized live-ins. Also, residents were throwing garbage in the recycle bin instead of the trash can. So what we have been doing is sending phone blasts and correspondence, just letting people know that, you know, reminding them, put the trash in the trash, recycle bin, and, you know, the recycles in the recycle bin. And not throwing furniture in the dumpster area. That was another concern that we received. And we're also encouraging people, if you see specifically who's doing it, to let us know and to put in a written complaint so that we can address it directly with that tenant. And ultimately, we don't want to evict anyone, but if we have to send a pre-termination notice, then at least we know who to direct it to. As far as CCA Manor, no vacancies at this time. We also got complaints there that residents were throwing food in the trash without sealing it. For CC, I was aware of the family that was doing it, so I reached out and gave them a phone call just to remind them as a courtesy, you know, make sure that you're sealing your food properly before just throwing it and not just throwing the food without a bag or anything to cover it. So they were fine with that. They understood. They also had complaints at CC about the washer and dryer machines, which is something that we're still working on to get replaced and to possibly switch companies. And then as far as Lakeview, we do have a vacancy. One other vacancy it will be vacant in the next few weeks. A resident did pass away, unfortunately. And the family is still cleaning out some of the items. So for Lakeview, we don't have any complaints right now, but we do have two vacancies. And then as far as the work order report, I know that this is for August. We did have quite a few for the month, but for now we only have two that are outstanding. Maintenance, you know, they work really well together. They get them closed out. The residents are very pleased with them, so we're doing really good as far as the work orders. We don't have big numbers as of right now. And then I think that's about it. Yeah, that's about it. We
Zuri,
got the new.
Go ahead, Lynn.
I say so. We needed a new battery in one of the work trucks. Did that get taken care of?
Yes, they actually went this morning to Raro's to take the truck there, and they did get that taken care of.
Great. Thank you. Go ahead, Bob.
Yep.
Yeah, Zuri, as far as the live-ins, how are you notified about that?
For the unauthorized live-ins?
Yes.
So usually residents will call and they'll report, okay, such and such had this person coming in and out of the apartment. The problem that we're having, because we don't have all of the cameras set up yet, we do not have proof that the person was there consecutively. Because if they came and they stayed for a few hours and they left and came back, technically we can't call that a live-in. That's what the attorney is saying. And we don't have any solid proof to say that this person stayed for a consecutive amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
So what I've been telling people for now, you know, put it in writing. We can't take anything verbal. It has to be a written complaint for us to address it. And then if we get a certain amount for the same issue, at that point, I do forward it to the attorney so that we can send a pre-termination notice. Some of the residents, they don't want to put it in writing. They don't feel comfortable doing that. So that's also been a bit of a challenge.
Yeah.
But I think that as soon as the cameras can capture that activity, you know, 24/7, we'll have more of a leg to stand on.
Okay.
But I tell them all the time, if there's noise complaints or any complaints, put it in writing because we want to make sure we're addressing it the right way.
Yeah. It's not. It hasn't been a major problem. I mean, I haven't heard it come up.
Not major, no. And it hasn't been at all of the sites. I think one of the sites more than the other. But it hasn't been major. I wouldn't say it's been a major issue.
All right. Thanks, Zuri.
Yeah. Yep.
Any other questions for Zuri? Okay. The executive session issue, that actually has been bouncing for several months. I think the problem is that is the worker here? Is the worker on the line?
I don't think he called in, no.
Okay, because he has the right to do that.
Right.
Does he know that this is...
He did. I did send him the information. I can actually send him a quick message, but I don't think that he's called in.
There's somebody on that called in, the 514-1970. I don't know if that's the person.
No, that's
me. That's my number.
Who's that?
It's Regina's number.
Oh, okay. No, I just saw the number. I didn't see. I can tell who it was. Sorry.
I can call him if you don't mind. Do you want me to quickly call to see if he's willing to? Or I did send him the information. Okay. Hold on one second. No, I tried twice. He's not answering.
All right. Commissioners, how do you want to handle this? Do you want to have Zuri give him something formal in writing for next month and ask him to come, or ask him to sign off saying he doesn't want to come, just so that we're covered?
Yeah, I would do that. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So can we have a motion then I'll make the motion that we have Zuri invite him in writing, tell him it's his right to appear, and that the matter will be dealt with next month for the final time, and we would appreciate him sitting in. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries. So, Zuri, that's what we'll ask you to do, is just to give him something in writing saying that we're going to deal with this week. He has a right to be there, and if he doesn't want to be there, then he should give us something in writing that says he wants us to go ahead and make the decision without any input.
Okay, I will do that.
All right, so there's nothing else on the agenda. It is... It's 6:52. Is there a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn at 6:52.
I second.
Is there a discussion on the motion? Hearing none, we are adjourned.
Thank you
so much, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Have a good night, folks.
Yep.